USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Wednesday. The bill passed a procedural hurdle Tuesday evening, clearing the way for its anticipated passage. President Biden says he'll sign the bill as soon as he gets it. He had pushed lawmakers to pass the bill before March 14th, when federal unemployment benefits would expire. Senator Joe Manchin says the changes that the Senate made to the bill last week came with input from Republicans, despite not a single GOP senator voting for the measure. The West Virginia Democrat told Fox News that he understands his colleagues' hesitancy over the bill's price tag, but adds that the bill will help people in his state.
The bill at the end at 1.9 was more than what they could go. I understand that and respect that. But it was a bill that in my state helped so many people in so many different ways. And at the end, when we were able to make a few adjustments here and there, it was a bill that I could support.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Starting Wednesday, Texans will no longer have to wear masks in public places, and businesses will be allowed to open up to full capacity. Governor Greg Abbott announced last week he was lifting those restrictions. But health experts say that with the UK variant of the virus rapidly spreading, it's too soon to remove all restrictions. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins University, and tells CBS News that states that want to open up businesses should leave their mask mandates in place.
So I think if you're going to increase capacity at restaurants and stores, you need to keep the mask mandate in place, the way states like Connecticut and Massachusetts have done. Masks are going to be with us for some time until we get enough people vaccinated that we don't have to worry about community transmission. We're going to get there. So I would urge states that are opening up, go ahead and do that, but keep the mask mandate in place, because we know that that's going to make all of that reopening much safer. And businesses that are in places where there is not a mask mandate, they should keep their employees, keep their customers wearing masks, because it makes it safer from a business operations standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The House is set to take a final vote on the President's COVID relief bill on Wednesday as congressional Republicans continue to point out their issues with the measure. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone,
on top of that $1 trillion is currently unspent, we did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News.
And 5 more tickets to the big dance will be punched Tuesday night. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League of the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-67 to claim the Northeast Conference title. Champions will also be crowned in the Summit League and West Coast Conference. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.